Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'd like to share with you this week on the subject of the liberation of forgiveness. I'm going to read to you as an introduction to the inspirations this week, a portion of Scripture from Matthew 18, where Jesus spoke to us, his disciples as well, on the subject of forgiveness. Beginning in Matthew 18, verse 21, "Then came Peter to him," that is to Jesus, "and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So, when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me? Should not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." I'll stop reading there. Wow, that's some serious words there, folks. We are the main character of that parable. The man that owed a huge debt to his Lord. And the first part of that parable describes the forgiveness of our sins. That man had a debt to pay that he couldn't pay. It was huge. Even if he would have sold him, his wife, his children, and everything he had, it would have not covered the debt. And he pled for forgiveness, and his Lord forgave him. That first part of that parable signifies what it means to us to be forgiven of our sins. The second part of that parable describes how that same person, and it could be descriptive of us, and it is descriptive of us, if we do not forgive someone who wrongs us. Someone who wrongs us, no matter how bad it might seem, is small in comparison to the debt that we owed for our sin. And Jesus says there, the whole concept, the whole principle of that parable is, if we cannot forgive those who wrong us, God cannot forgive us either. In fact, that's precisely what it says in the last verse that I read there. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Now that's some serious words now. I don't have the time to make balancing comments here to everything that I share. So bear with me. The subject of forgiveness is huge. And this week, the few minutes we have each morning is not near enough time to exhaust this subject. It's big. But I tell you, forgiveness is liberating. We have a part to play in the act of forgiveness. We have a part to play. God has a part to play. And this week I want to share those two concepts, our part in forgiveness and God's part in forgiveness. I hope you can stay with me through the week here. First of all, our part in forgiveness. What does it mean to forgive? What did Jesus mean when he said we are to forgive others? I'd like you to think about an illustration here with me. And I'm not just pulling this out of my hat. I know situations where this has actually happened. Suppose you are the father or mother of a 6-year-old son or 8-year-old son or somewhere in that range, somewhere in that age bracket. And you're at another family's house for lunch and fellowship after church on a given summer Sunday. Now, you usually watch over your children quite carefully. But on this particular Sunday, you were really enjoying the fellowship, and it was really interesting. You were really into it, and you momentarily forgot about your children. Meanwhile, your son and others got to playing with matches in the barn. Now, the folks' place that you were at had their farm paid for, and they didn't feel that they needed insurance on their assets. And to make a long story short, the barn burned down, and much was lost before the fire was brought under control. And your son was responsible for what happened, together with the other children. Would you not feel indebted to the owners for the tremendous loss? That loss could have been $500,000. It could have been $1 million loss, depending what equipment, depending what livestock, depending what all was in that barn. But think about what you are suddenly responsible for. Wouldn't you feel that indebtedness? I would. I would likely be asking myself this question, how in the world can I ever restore to my brother that loss? And will he ever forgive me? How will he relate to me from now on? How will the others in our church relate to me? How will others in the community relate to me? Well, let's flip the tables there now. What if that was your barn? Now just wait a minute. Before you say that was stupid, they should have had insurance, listen to my question. What if that was your barn? What if that was your situation? Would you, could you forgive that brother, that sister, and his children? Well, I'll answer that question for you. No. In your own strength, it's impossible to forgive. But with God's grace, it is possible. What does it mean to forgive? What did Jesus mean that we are to forgive others? The Greek word that's used, that was translated to forgive, literally means to send away, with the idea that a debt has been canceled and you send them away forgiven. That word is synonymous or means the same as remit. You could use the word forgive or remit there in that verse. It would mean the same. Webster defines remit this way: to cancel or release from the guilt. To cancel or release from the penalty. To cancel or release from the punishment. To cancel or release the debt. That's powerful. Jesus calls us to forgive, to remit, to forgive. They're synonymous. Someone made this statement: forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. Wow. Forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying your heart. To cancel or release from guilt, penalty, punishment, or debt. To me. Not God. How is that done? You see, I can release someone. I have that obligation to release someone. That's part of forgiving. To release them from the guilt, from the penalty, the punishment, the debt that they owe me, from what they took from me or what they did to me. That doesn't mean that those people are clear before God, but I can give them forgiveness. I can forgive them. I can choose to do that, to release them. And we'll talk about that more later on in the week. May God help us to be a forgiving people. God bless your day.